Thank you, Hugh. Paul Kelly wrote a song back in 1991 from Little Things, Big Things Grow. Some of you are old enough to remember that song. It's a truth in those words that I think is relevant for both good and bad. Something wonderful can start as a small idea but become a great thing that blesses the whole world. In terms of bad, there can be a minor spat, a trivial minor spat, can lead to church division, community being torn apart, or even war. So from little things, big things can grow. And there was this little bloke that Jesus wanted to do a great thing in his life. And there's much that we can learn about this transformational event. So what's the story of Zacchaeus about? Is it simply about a little bloke who needs to climb a tree so he can see Jesus? Or is it about how Jesus' presence transforms people such that they are saved? Is it about Jesus stepping into the world of a sinner and that sinner being transformed, being saved? That's the power of the presence of Jesus. Now, as Christians, we are in Christ and Christ is in us. We are Christ's presence to those that we rub shoulders with. So what can we learn from this story about Jesus and Zacchaeus? How can we be Christ, his presence, as we wander through this journey called life? How can we best be Jesus' presence? Well, the first thing that we notice in this story where Jesus meets Zacchaeus is that Jesus sought him out. Jesus notices Zacchaeus, not because he's a little bloke up in a tree, but he notices Zacchaeus. Jesus was passing through Jericho, but when he notices Zacchaeus up in the sycamore tree, he stops and calls him down and he decides to go and spend some time at his place. And I can only imagine that Jesus was nudged by the Holy Spirit, as we're thinking about last week, that the Holy Spirit nudged Jesus to recognise Zacchaeus and then seek to spend some time with him. Listening for a holy nudge and responding allows space for God to work. Listening for that holy nudge allows God to work. Jesus, again, his intention was to pass through Jericho. But nudged by the Holy Spirit, he stops and spends some time with Zacchaeus. And so Jesus was fishing for men. He was setting an example for his disciples to follow. He was showing them how to do it. Paul Harvey once said, "Too many Christians are no longer fishers of men, but keepers of the aquarium." And may I add that some Christians don't even want to keep the aquarium. They just want to sit there and look into the aquarium and appreciate it. But we're called to be fishers of people. We're meant to be made in the image of God, such that God the Father, who seeks us out, we are meant to also seek others out. We're meant to notice those around us who are lost, and seek to be Christ's presence for them. Often, though, we're happily enjoying our safe little world and celebrating our love for the Lord with others. And that's not a bad thing, but we can be oblivious to the lost world around us. Back in 1985 in Ohio, a celebration took place at the New Orleans Municipal Pool. It was a wonderful celebration that was taking place. A party around the pool was held to celebrate their very first summer without a drowning in the New Orleans public pool. So in honour of this occasion, 200 people gathered, including 100 certified lifesavers. And as the party was breaking up, the four lifeguards who were on duty began to clear the pool. They noticed a fully dressed man down in the deep end of the pool. They tried to revive this 31-year-old man, but it was too late. He had drowned, surrounded by lifeguards celebrating their success. The success of their season. Do we notice those around us who are lost and are drowning? Or are we too busy celebrating? Celebrating our salvation. Jesus sought out Zacchaeus. Jesus was willing to rub shoulders with the rejected people of society. Oftentimes we don't want to rub shoulders with other non-Christians, let alone those that are rejected and outcast. Sometimes we don't even want to rub shoulders with other Christians. But because Zacchaeus was a tax collector, he was despised and rejected, just as Jesus was and would be later on after meeting Zacchaeus. And because they despised Zacchaeus, they weren't going to let him to the front of the crowd. He's a little bloke. He can't see over the crowd. They're not going to let him go through to the front of the crowd. You're not welcome here, Zacchaeus. Many would take the opportunity to nudge or kick or push this little tax collector. Get out of here. He was considered a traitor, a liar, a cheat. Therefore, he felt lonely. He rejected by his community. He had very few friends, maybe a couple of other tax collector mates. His general disposition was downcast. He was probably suffering depression. And if you know what it's like to suffer depression, you know how Zacchaeus felt. Jesus, however, saw the struggle that life was for Zacchaeus. Do we notice the downcast in our society and then stop to consider their heart? How they feel as society rejects them? Do we see people at work, at school, uni, our neighbours, and stop to consider why they are like they are? Why they're so hard to get along with? Have we thought about taking time to get to know them, to understand them, to care for them? For that's what Jesus does with Zacchaeus. He cares about Zacchaeus. He cares for him. Zacchaeus didn't really care how much Jesus may have known until he knew that Jesus cared for him. And Jesus looked up and saw a man in a tree with a heavy heart. And Jesus let him know that he cared for him. I care for you, Zacchaeus. He notices him. He calls him by name. He doesn't pass any judgment on Zacchaeus for becoming a tax collector, but rather he saw a man who needed to know that someone cared for him anyway. Sometimes we let the sin of the other loom too large and fail to see the person behind the sin. You see, Zacchaeus made a choice to become a tax collector, which wasn't sinful in itself, but it had its consequences. The Roman government had military control over Israel, and they used Jews to collect taxes from fellow Jews, and this was a part of the way that they had helped to sort out their enforcement problems. However, to be a tax collector, one had to bid for the position, and it would often go to the highest bidder. So the Roman government made money both ways. But to regain their initial investment, the tax collectors would then overinflate the tax required of others to pay themselves back. They therefore gained a reputation of being most unscrupulous, becoming quite wealthy at the expense of their fellow Jews. Zacchaeus had therefore chosen a life that separated him from everybody else. He was despised and rejected. Now, we also can struggle to have compassion on someone who has walked down a track that we don't respect. And we may quickly pass judgment on them, suggesting that they're getting just what they deserve. But we fail to see their heart, and that now they may be longing to know compassion and care. I remember a man a number of years ago, as part of this church, prior to coming to the church and getting to know the Lord, he eventually became a Christian. But prior to that, he was an angry, bitter man, addicted to gambling and alcohol. But until we got to know him and know his story and understand that he'd been abused as a child and basically fatherless, childless, then we understood more and could have compassion for him. And God transformed him. We had to spend time with him to get to know his story first. See, who they are and what they're suffering is much more important than what they do or what they've done. Who they are and why they're suffering. Jesus cared for Zacchaeus. And because Jesus cared for him, he spent time with him. He fellowshipped with him. Jesus said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." And so he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Now imagine the spring in Zacchaeus' step. He's walking down the street beside Jesus toward his home. And he's telling Jesus, "You're more than welcome to stay at my place, and I'll feed you, I'll give you anything that you need. I'll look after you." This was a real feather in the cap for Zacchaeus, because prior to this, he didn't even know what Jesus looked like. He'd heard about Jesus, he'd heard about the things that he'd done, and that's why he wanted to get up that tree and say, "Who is this guy?" Now he's welcoming Jesus into his house because Jesus wanted to spend some time with him. The challenge for us is to spend time with people that we may not otherwise do so. We can invite them to come and watch a game that the kids are playing in. We can invite them to our place for a meal. We can ask them out for a coffee just to get to know them a little bit better. No other reason but to get to know them a little bit better. And subconsciously, they'll get the idea that we do care. We're demonstrating that we do care. If we know their interests, we could ask if they wouldn't mind us joining them at some point. Can we find ways to spend time with others just to get to know them? And then we might find out some of the ways in which we can help them, if we can. And in spending time with Zacchaeus at his home, Jesus knew that the other family members and the other friends who Zacchaeus had invited along would also come under Jesus' influence. And so as we spend time with someone, we may also have a Christ-like influence on their family and friends. They too may see the fruit, I trust that they will see the fruit of the Holy Spirit coming through us. They'll see our joy, our peace, our patience, our kindness, compassion, faithfulness, our self-control. We're meant to live in the world but not like the world. And people notice. They notice because we are the presence of Christ. And although we're not told what Jesus may have said in a in a teaching or an enlightening way, we do know that Jesus led Zacchaeus to a point of salvation, to being saved. He shared with them the truth. And Zacchaeus was transformed as a result. Verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." Jesus made it quite clear that although nobody else in the community saw Zacchaeus as a son of Abraham, that he was firmly placed within the family of God, a believer in God, had faith in God, that although he might remain a tax collector, his faith in God placed him firmly as saved. Salvation has come to this house. We need to be truthful with people too and let them know of the truth of Jesus' saving grace. A young mum tried to impress upon her children the importance of sharing their faith with lost people. Well, one day her 10-year-old son Ryan was out in the backyard with his mates driving imaginary cars. And they're running around the backyard driving their imaginary cars when several minutes later he came bounding into the house and he yells, "Mum, you've got to come quick. Isabel wants to accept Jesus as a saviour." Somewhat sceptical of her child's sudden interest in spiritual things, she asked, "Ryan, I thought you were playing race cars." "We were, Mum. But our car's wrecked and we had a terrible crash and the accident was so bad that I asked Isabel if she was going to go to heaven if she died. Well, she didn't know, so I told her how. And now she wants to receive Jesus as a saviour." I wonder if that could be why Jesus affirmed the faith of a child. But isn't it just that simple? That we share what we believe? We just share with others what we believe. Leave it up to God what he does with the rest, the prompting of the Holy Spirit, but we just share what we believe. Sometimes we don't want to do that. We fear that we will be ridiculed for our faith, and so we stay quiet. Jesus was ridiculed, and Chris has helped us remind us of that this morning. Jesus was ridiculed, but he also said, "Follow me." Be ridiculed. This is part of taking up our cross and following him. But it makes it clear that we are his disciples. For Jesus said, "He who acknowledges me, I will acknowledge before the Father." Jesus was ridiculed as he spent time with Zacchaeus. We read that in verse 7. All the people saw this and they began to mutter amongst themselves, grumble and complain and moan and carry on. "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." You see, Jesus had a reputation as a miracle worker, a healer, a great teacher, but he also had a reputation as hanging out with the wrong crowd, the sinners, the drunkards, the tax collectors, the prostitutes. He also invited them to join his band. Matthew was a tax collector. But he's also known, he had a reputation for his care, his love, his respect, his compassion, his forgiveness. He didn't listen to the complaints of man, but to the approval of his Father. Too often we're concerned about the complaints of man rather than the approval of our Father. And as a result of copping some persecution, Zacchaeus was transformed. Salvation had come to his house. Jesus did a number of things. He noticed Zacchaeus, he cared for Zacchaeus and his condition in life, he took time to be with him, he taught him the truth, he forgave him. And Zacchaeus declared, "Lord, here and now, I give half of my possession to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay them back four times the amount." His heart was transformed. He's no longer living for himself and what he can get out of life, but he demonstrates that he too cares for other people. He demonstrates sincere repentance. Life was no longer about him, but living to honour God. It was all about honouring God. Now, maybe this morning you can identify with Zacchaeus. You feel rejected and alone. You've done some things in life that have left you estranged from God. Jesus wants to be your best friend. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He wants you to know his forgiveness. He wants you to know his care and transformative presence in your life. He wants you to walk with him and experience joy and peace. He's offering you salvation. And like Zacchaeus, don't put it off. Come down out of that tree and walk with Jesus. If you sense the nudging of the Holy Spirit this morning, come to the front as we sing our closing song. And so I invite the musicians and the singers to come.